Welcome back, everyone.
We're back.
The boys speaks.
Well, I think, yeah, I'm just going to, it's a new game. We're going to point out who gets to bring us back now.
That's
terrifying.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's getting, I'm having a hard time getting used to this.
I like this much better.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I like it much better, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because when we have the microphone, I feel like I sound like this.
Oh, I don't know if we're actually hearing a true sense of what we sound like, though, at this point.
You don't think so?
I think it sounds more natural.
Yeah, because we're not, we are hearing each other.
Correct.
Like we normally hear, we're not hearing the radio sound.
Yeah, we're hearing the radio sound through the speakers, aren't we?
Well, a little bit, yeah, but.
That's okay. This is better.
Yeah, it's better.
Whatever.
So how's your veg, Bush?
My veg.
Bush Shannon is having a conversation with a friend of ours who's listening to us.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy. How you doing, girl? So I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you on the 18th.
Yeah.
On the 18th of January, Bush Shannon and I will be judging
Mr. Embassy.
Don't you always, though?
In what?
I think the last one you did was Miss Embassy.
I was Miss Embassy. This one will be more comfortable. Mr. Embassy at Embassy Club in Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
It's on a Sunday night at 10 p.m.
Right.
What are you giggling for? I give gifts away. I can take it away. How do you say it?
What's that?
I give it away. I can take it away.
We don't want to start that one again.
No.
It's too heavy. Moving.
It's time for us to leave now.
Yeah. So anyway, Boshan and I will be at Embassy Club on January 18th, and it is produced by...
Do We Have To, which is Missy.
Yes.
She works in the downstairs bar at the Embassy on a daily basis. Go visit her, say hi.
So is the pageant going to be downstairs or upstairs?
No, it's upstairs. It's on
Thank
the main
God.
Floor.
Yeah. All right. Downstairs is just good for a big playroom. That's about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that'll
but
be fun.
But she was just chatting with me and commenting how she's fearful for my vagina.
Is that lube or did it just melt?
What happened to this boy?
We were moving stuff and I banged it and it fell down and broke.
That's a very... I could stab you with this.
You could,
but...
But we'll put it away.
But glass shards.
Just that one did. We just have to glue it back on. That's all.
You can't glue it back on.
No, we can.
It's just the one.
It's just sure the one, can. And we can glue it on.
We're to the point of not...
So anyways, go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's all right. We're done now.
All right. So so what surprises?
Well, you get to be Mr. Embassy.
Ooh.
And as with any title of any drag king or queen, you get lots and lots of work.
Cool. Yes. Like, wow, is there any monetary value towards this?
Yeah, it costs you a lot of money for a whole year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the prizes are.
Now, does this person, they have to raise a certain amount of funds? Is this the deal?
Mr. Embassy is a bar title, so it's not a fundraising title.
Okay.
But they're there to represent the club.
Represent.
So they have to be there in drag at all the big events like New Year's and Halloween and any kind of event.
Now, I do recall reading a bunch of stuff, and I'm not sure if we had that discussion or not, Boyer. Wherein it was, for people that win, I think I read it online, I don't know if we had the discussion, where it's, well, if it's a Mr. contest, how come a guy can win it or be considered to perform as the Mr. when it's supposed to be drag and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So what are the rules exactly in regards to that? If it's Mr. Embassy, does it matter
you
if it's a female?
You need to be performing as a male persona.
So that's what the rules are. You perform as a male persona.
Right. So whether
be
you're
a transgendered male or female, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Either a drag king, a bio male, or transgender male.
So do you think that gives the males more of an advantage?
I don't, personally. A lot of people think that it does.
Why?
But when you look... I think that they think it's easier because they just have to show up, go on stage, and dance around. But I think they need to kind of bring it a little more than a drag
queen. And a lot of them don't.
Right. It's like a drag queen, too. It's the same thing. If a drag queen goes against a bio female, the drag queen is impressive just by standing on the stage. Like, wow, that's a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
right?
can see
Whereas
that.
A bio female walks out there and they're like, yeah, okay, so you're a girl, now what?
Yeah, so you really have to up your
you have
ante
to up your
a
game.
But guys got a cock. I mean, come on.
But it's not about the
car.
So
do the drag kings.
Yeah.
They just keep it in a box in their trunk.
But I'm playing the devil's advocate, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, It was a lot of stuff, a lot of things that I didn't read in regards to it. So
I think a lot of drag kings get a little bent when it's always
when they dress wrong.
No, they get a little angry and whatnot when it's always bio males winning all the titles.
Right,
because there's very drag kings are few and far between. There's not a lot of them, so it's kind of disheartening when a bio male actually wins the title.
Well, okay. For me, I've judged quite a few of the contests and. It's on based on the individual.
Yep.
If I see that somebody has put in an effort, may not be the prettiest female impersonator or a drag king, but if the effort is there, do something unique that we haven't seen before.
Right.
To me, that's what it's all about. Because being a performer, I appreciate the effort that's put there.
And I'm the same way. I've never judged a pageant before. Yep. This is my first pageant I've ever had to judge. People are afraid to ask me to judge, I think, because I'm going to be hard.
Yep.
I don't care what you
I'm hard a lot.
Not like that.
Oh, sorry. So they're kind of hard to talk about.
Someone else.
But I'm going to be I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to be hard on these people because I don't care what you look like. I go out on stage all the time, not in face. I just go, yeah, pretend I look like a boy and then do something.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, like people say, okay, the title doesn't really have any weight behind it. Then it is your job to turn it around and do something with it and make a difference. Bring attention with it because you now have a title that people will give you a little bit of time, hopefully, and you can use that to do something good with it.
Exactly.
Mm. You know, I was a past Miss Gay Toronto. None of the past Miss Gay Toronto ever raised money for charity with the title.
Really?
None.
Wow,
no.
I didn't
it was
know
just
that.
A beauty thing. I raised $31,000 as Miss Gay Toronto. Hmm. We did cut-a-thon. We busted our ass. Even our event.
Cut-a-thons.
We
raised, I like that sounds of that.
We did even the crowning ceremony, my step down. I did an event where people were paid, they were charged to come in. And the money went for charity. It's not what the title can do for you. It's what you can do for the with the title.
Right. Hmm.
That's what makes the difference.
No, that's cool. And so is that controversy still kind of floating around there?
I think it's always going to float around. People look at it for a couple of days and go, yeah, I agree, or whatever, argue it, and then it just kind of goes away.
Right. Okay, so Boyneal, how is the anti-violence project going? You're still in the board of directors?
Still in the board of directors. I kind of had a month off of that with everything going on here and with the trip to Florida and all. We'll be getting back together and having a meeting this month. But it's all, you know, we have our 24-hour hotline phone number
what
all
is that?
Working.
Do you have that handy?
Yeah.
Please.
That phone number is 716-837-1025.
Slade, Wayne, type that into the chat room.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the office number. The hotline number is the same area code, 716-948-5744.
And now what would that phone number do? Why would you call that number?
If you're in a violence situation, Western New York Anti-Violence Project is basically to handle cases of bullying or domestic violence. Why do you have a candle on your head?
I'm a candle in the wind.
With a blue light. But anyway.
I'm a blue light special. Blow me.
But we
blow me out.
We're
blow
specifically
me.
There to handle issues dealing with domestic violence or bullying with gays, lesbians, transgenders, any of the community. Why is because in many cases, a normal say a safe house won't accept a man. They're only set up for women in cases of domestic violence.
And
so they have nowhere to go.
And you guys are
then we have the safe house that will take anybody.
Now that's where we went last year.
On Main Street, right?
That's the one on Main Street.
Next to the church, yeah.
Right. And so now how's the occupancy? I bet you it's kinda high, is it?
So far not that high. One of the things I've already talked about we gotta do is get more awareness out there that we're there, you know. We just need to publicize ourselves more and so people know they can call us. They know there's an issue. You know, we'll be getting some posters up in all the bars and that type of stuff so they know somewhere to go.
Good. That's really cool.
But, you know, part of the problem, too, and it's so hard in a battle, and I've talked to them with it, is to get men to admit that they're in a domestic violence situation to anybody is tough. And, it really is harder than women. You know, it's easier, and it's hard enough for women, but I think it's even harder for a man to say, yeah, my boyfriend's beating me up. I mean, it's just because that masculine bullshit that we put on a lot of times.
Right.
You know?
That, and it's sad to think, but a lot of us, or a lot of people who have been through it, you've worked hard to have whatever material things you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to think, okay, your safety is one thing. It takes a while for you to get ready to finally go, okay, this is not important anymore, but my sanity and my actual physical thing is mm-hmm. important. But a lot of people get into those situations because that's all they've known all their life. It didn't just happen. It's
correct.
Because we grew up with that,
mm-hmm.
and we stick with what we know. My father was an alcoholic, so a whole bunch of my relationship, that's what my relationship were about, because I knew how to handle an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to deal with that. I knew how to control that situation. So it's safe in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time for you to realize how to break that pattern and get out of it.
Right.
And a lot of people, it's sad, some people never get it, and when they do, it's too late. They end up in a hospital or dead.
But if you're on top of it, you're a man, or let's say you're transgender, you don't know where to go or have anywhere to go, because no one will accept you as far as to protect you and to help you. That's why that's there.
It's a great place. Yeah. It's amazing. And
the other thing that was neat, I want to say, I got somebody emailed me on Facebook that I guess our new format sounds much better.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what they're saying in the chat room.
Who said that?
He didn't tell me to say, but I will share that with you later, sir. I don't share. I mean, it's private people. If he wanted it public, I guess he would have posted it on Facebook.
He emailed me on Facebook.
I will.
That's a really good picture. Take
you know who
us.
It is.
I do. Do I?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Till going back to what you were talking about with trying to educate people in regards to, yeah, so you're a guy, you know, do you think that because, you know, like, how do I put this properly? Like, but you get in a fight, you get in a fight, you know what I mean?
That's how men think about it.
Right. So, like, you know, we're in a relationship, you punch me, I punch you back. Well, we got in a fight. It's not, I was being abused. You know what I mean? There's
relationships out there where it isn't back and forth. It's one is just beating up the other one all the time.
And right. But we're not also saying that when you fight like that is not necessarily an abusive relationship,
no,
too.
Because
they start it all of the time like that, right?
Yeah.
Then that can also be so. I mean,
yep.
There's a lot of different ways to mm-hmm. to be in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of relationship, it doesn't have to be physical abuse. Mental abuse is worse than physical abuse.
Oh, definitely.
You know. I mean, it pushes you. There's no scars that show, they don't show, but they last longer too. They really do.
Definitely.
And that's why, you know, we've tried as a family and as individual, and I've really tried, and I like to say I and what I've gone through, because mm-hmm. that's the only reason I can relate if there's something I've gone through. I do like to hope that I can make a difference in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather try to change and help somebody one or two times. And hopefully, maybe because I've taken that time to help somebody, it may have pushed them a little bit or realized they're not alone and made a difference for them to maybe finally call somebody or go for help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing as a group we've tried to do. And I think that we need to realize that one person can actually make a difference. We need to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
We all know people who are in those situations. Let's not judge. Let's just say, look, if you ever need a place to crash or you need to talk, just give us a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
There's my number.
Right.
You know, and it can make a difference of life and death.
Yeah, those are true friends.
That's what it's about. You know, and that's what I like at this time of year. A lot of people on Facebook, the beginning of the year, you know, you see new posting and stuff. It's a new year. Let's try to have a good attitude and think about other people and help each other. That's what we're about.
Cool.
Okay, right now, break time. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.